Hi, this is Susan Hamilton, the Richardson Copywriter with 0 to 60 Marketing. And today we're going to talk about how difficult it is to be marketing online with an invisible website. You know, it's pretty hard. Some people believe that if they have a website, they're marketing online. Now, your website is invisible if you haven't done anything with it. It's not designed to just sit there like a neon sign on the internet superhighway. Even if it was, that's not enough to get anyone to stop and to buy from you. Internet traffic is pretty different. Online, people have to trust you first. You know, the term getting found is overused and it's misunderstood. There are no magic keywords to make people come to your website and buy. There's no hocus pocus that will help your page rank. Getting to the first page of search results matters, but not like you may think. Being recognized for keywords isn't the same thing as getting found by a lead that converts to a sale. You still have to have what they want to be able to demonstrate that. Your website needs constant attention. It's your hub. It's your central activity for every marketing action you do. You want your customers and clients to take one look at your website and be incited to call you. But odds are they won't just stumble across it. You know, that's not what you want anyway. You really want targeted, intentional people coming to your website to purchase what you have to sell. If your website is invisible, consider making these small adjustments, and actually they might be big adjustments, but really take a pen and paper and write these down and really think about this. You know, copy improvements can really make a difference to how your visitor understands the message behind your company. You know, you want to make that shareable, you want to make it easily digestible, and you want to have it written in such a way that there are actionable responses, something that you want your website to cause your visitor to do, a reaction. And that could be the sharing the information, that could be going forward and capturing leads, because the next thing I want you to think about is design improvements. There are actually ways that a visitor looks at a website and determines what they should do next, and that can have everything to do with how you've set up your navigation, how you've set up your categories, all using terms and wording that is going to, that your visitor's familiar with, that you're not so far out there in left field that they really don't understand what it is you're talking about and what you expect them to do. And design improvements can really help you do that. You're encouraging a behavior strategy. Then we want to talk about lead capturing and generation tools like a newsletter set a sign up or offering free reports or getting them involved in tutorials or even a TV and blog talk radio, getting them involved in some way that they have to sign up to get your information. And that allows you then to have permission to continue developing a relationship with them and marketing. Much like what we're doing with the Inside Line, you're getting to know what we offer. This develops more of a trust relationship where you realize that we're actually giving you something that you can use. Then we also want to talk about social media buttons that encourage engagement and sharing. If you don't have the buttons on your website, it's going to be that much harder for your readers to share that they've enjoyed hearing from you, that they've enjoyed learning what they've learned from your site. So make sure you've got those social medias on buttons on there as well. Next, we want to think about the links in your website. If your visitor is going following links and those links are broken, that's not good for them. They can get real sick of that real quick. And on top of it, you may be experiencing a Google penalty. You need to make sure that you test your links, and when you find broken links, you repair them, and that you actually have set up redirections for when you've done website redesigns, that you haven't lost the links coming into your page, that in fact you've redirected them to go to the correct page with your new design. So make sure you're testing your links. Then I also want you to think about how to manage a social strategy for positioning your brand and generating interest in your company's unique value. So you have to learn how to share links properly, not just about your website and the things that you're sharing, through your blog, but also the things that actually relate to that that maybe other people are putting out as well. Other things that you would consider in the periphery of what you do. You might be working with several different people and to put together what your company offers. And in that case, you need to make sure that you're sharing each other's things properly. And when you do this, those things are going to be real helpful to get you from invisible to visible. Now, it's a big job, and it's an ongoing effort. You'd be surprised how many companies don't even look at their websites. If you care enough to be the best, you'll carve out time daily to learn what can be improved and how to improve it. Do you need help? You can give us a call. We're motivated to help your company experience real success. Get the help you need so you can continue to deliver unbeatable customer service while your website becomes a more efficient tool for your growing business. And I want to remind you, if you haven't signed up for the Inside Line on Getting More Business, you don't have access to the many free downloads and first offers we give exclusively to our valued subscribers. Don't miss out. Sign up today. If this post was helpful, please share it and leave us your comments on our Inside Line on Getting More Business blog. We'd love to hear from you. This is Susan Hamilton, the Richardson Copywriter with 060 Marketing.